The last surviving Apollo 7 astronaut has died. Walt Cunningham, born in 1932, flew in space just one time. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, his flight in 1968 was an important and often forgotten one for the lunar program.
Walt Cunningham was the lunar module pilot of the first manned Apollo mission that went to space. Apollo 7's 11-day trip around the Earth was the stepping stone to NASA's march to the moon.
The real accomplishment, of course, was the first manned landing on the moon. But that was the fifth of what I always describe as five giant steps. The first one was the Apollo 7 mission, of course. Complete test of the Apollo spacecraft.
Coming up on 1 minute, mark T-minus 60 seconds and counting, we are go for Apollo 7 at this time.
The launch came after a difficult time for NASA. Just 21 months before, a fire on the launch pad killed three astronauts during a test of Apollo 1. In the interim, NASA changed many procedures and the command module underwent a series of safety improvements. Speaking to NPR in 2016, Cunningham said if Apollo 7 had not gone well, the U.S. wouldn't have landed on the moon before the end of the 1960s.
Historically, what the public doesn't realize, still the longest, most ambitious, most successful first test flight of any new flying machine ever.
During the flight, the crew test-fired the engine that would place Apollo into and out of lunar orbit, simulated docking maneuvers, and did the first-ever live television broadcast from an American spacecraft. The mission was deemed a success, but it was the last time these astronauts would fly in space. There was tension between Apollo 7's commander, Wally Schirra, and mission control. As the flight dragged on, Schirra caught a cold, and so did astronaut Don Eisley, and the crew's squabbles worsened with ground controllers. Despite that, Cunningham was proud of what they accomplished.
As I look back on it, it was a job, a challenge, and a task that in the end was very well done.
Walt Cunningham left NASA in 1971 after serving as a manager for Skylab, the U.S. space station. He retired from the Marine Corps Reserve as a colonel and attended Harvard Business School, dabbling in venture capital. He also hosted a radio talk show. Russell Lewis, NPR News.